How would you summon the dog?
Here, Fido.
Okay.
That's provided this dog's name,
Fido. Yeah, that'd be useful, huh? How would you summon the cat?
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. That reminds me of the name of the dog. Here, Mickey, Mickey. He wouldn't come. They're not that kind of a dog. Come here. Here's Susie.
Yeah.
You know the old gang.
Yeah. How about a stray dog? What would you call a stray dog?
Stray dog? Well, you might call him
a mixed breed.
A mixed breed or a mongrel. I don't like to use that word cur because it's so degrading, because the dog may be a lost dog and a mixed breed, and he may be have a lot of good qualities, you know, a real fine dog.
How about a cat in the same circumstances?
A cat?
Stray cat.
A stray cat? Let's see, a stray cat. I don't know about, I don't recall any special name for a stray cat.
Did you ever...
they would call an alley cat.
Yeah.
Is that a term that is used?
Sure.
Well, I would call it an alley cat. I haven't thought of that for so long.
How about if someone, a dog came up and dug his teeth into a man, you say that man was...
Was bitten.
Just name a few of the kinds of dogs you've seen around or owned yourself, either way.
Well, a French poodle, a Doberman pincher, a Boston bull, a wire-haired terrier, Mastiff, Bloodhound, a Greyhound.
Okay, that's good.
Any more?
I know. Name a few more, that's okay.
I can take time to think of a poodle.
Okay, that's good now. How about...
Mexican hairless.
<All right. laughs> How about kinds of cats?
Not very many of them. It wouldn't be a breed of tomcat and Maltese. I haven't thought of that in a long time. Maltese cat. I know a number of other.
Well, that's okay. How about kinds of birds you've owned? Either house birds
or canary. Parrot, of course, a small one sometimes. But sometimes I have a dove for a pet. Of course, they don't have them in house pets. Pigeons, of course, they have them over the barnyard and so forth.
How about just birds in the yard? What kind of birds might you see out there?
Well, chickens are birds too, you know, outdoor, but sparrows and sparlings. And
what's that last kind?
Sparling. They originally import from England.
What do they look like?
Well, they look like a much larger than a sparrow, about the size of a robin, but they're
black,
blackish gray, gray, and they're sharp beak, and they're quite fighters. And they're very messy too. They're quite fighters, they are. They'll pick on birds, and they have driven off a lot of our better birds, I know. Of course, we don't have any blue jay, but robins, they're fairly common up here. I'm talking about in this area, of course, outside the city, in some suburbs they have.